Hello, I'm Pastor Steve Igo from Cedar Church, located in Hudsonville, Michigan. I'm glad you've joined us to listen to this message. If you would like additional information on Cedar Church, stay tuned after this sermon. This message was recorded at one of our weekly services, and I hope you find it challenging.
Romans chapter 8. I'll be looking at the last four verses of Romans chapter 8. These verses, as you're turning there, kind of fall into the crux of the book of Romans, as Paul spends an incredible amount of time talking about sin, and he's in the section of salvation, in talking about many things in Romans chapter 8. There's a reason why Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones spent, I don't know how many sermons, simply on Romans chapter 8 alone, because there's so much here to reflect upon. But tonight we're going to look at Romans chapter 8. We're going to just look at the verses 35 through 39. I'm going to ask that you follow along with me as I read aloud, reminding you this is God's holy and authoritative and inspired word. Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Should trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Thus ends the reading of God's word, and may he bless it unto us. I encourage you to keep your Bibles open this evening as we study this portion of Scripture. And once again, if you're someone that likes to take notes, I will do my best to assist you in your note-taking. But before we begin our study, let's turn to our Lord in prayer. Lord, the truths of your word are marvelous. And yet, if we must make these truths almost hard to believe. But tonight, Lord, we pray that by your Spirit, that you may strengthen any weak faith. Lord, that you will renew our faith in you, that you will assist us to embrace. We ask that we may behold wonderful truths in your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. And let all of God's people say, amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, there is a minister in our presbytery that he will remain anonymous, who will ask during ordination exams candidates a basic apologetic question. He will stand up and ask the person who is probably have beads of sweat coming down their forehead already. And he'll ask them, how do you know that Jesus loves you? Well, the answer we find is in a song we've learned as a child, because the Bible tells us so. And yet there are times where we must admit that we sometimes doubt in it. We get in the midst of circumstances, we get in the midst of challenges, and we struggle with recognizing that God, that Jesus does indeed love us. We struggle when we're feeling guilty out of sin, when we're feeling pain, when there's questions that have been asked, that have been answered, that we don't really like that answer. There are times where we think that God is against us, and there may be even times where we think there is no God, that there is only chaos in this world. Paul is the author of Romans, and Paul has experienced many of these things that we find here in Romans chapter 8. Paul knows what it is like to suffer. Paul knows, we find in Timothy, he tells Timothy that he is the chief of sinners. If you read 2 Corinthians, you will find that he is the chief of sufferers too. But yet, Paul trusted. Paul continued to trust. And as he writes this letter to the Romans, he wants them to know, to be confident, to be convicted of God's love. To be convicted of God's love that in his plan for them. To not doubt God's love, even if it means that they lose their lives, even if it means they're scattered abroad around the world, or whether or not they never see their loved ones. Paul has already told the Romans that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That there is no condemnation for God's people, not because of what we do, but because of what God has done for us in Christ, what he continues to do for us by the work of the Holy Spirit. And Paul has talked about this in earlier texts here in Romans. He tells us to trust in God. To trust in his love, even in the midst of sufferings. This passage is a very familiar passage. It's a passage that maybe we have learned at a very young age. But is it a passage we truly believe? Is it a passage that we truly hide in our hearts when the going gets tough? Paul begins here in verse 31 by asking a series of rhetorical questions. In verse 31, he says, if God is for us, who can be against us? The answer the rhetorical answer is, well, no one. No one can be against us. In verse 33, he says, well, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Again, the answer is, no one. In verse 34, then who is to be condemned? And the answer again is, no one, because of Christ. And finally, Paul asks, who can separate us from this gracious, forgiving love of God in this life? And the answer, once again, is no one. Nothing. Nothing can separate us from the gracious love of God. Even though sin may separate us from God, it is Christ who has died for our sins. And if we trust in him and trust in him alone for our salvation, then sin cannot separate us. We will never experience that separation that Christ experienced when he's on that Good Friday, when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? To know this love of God. And believe it. This evening, we're going to learn three things about this love. So if you're one that likes to take notes, let me give you those three things that we're going to learn about here about God's love. First of all, that God has made us safe in his love. Secondly, God has made us super in his love. And finally, God has made us secure in his love. And so let's, with these points in mind, let's look at this passage together. First of all, God has made us safe in his love. Look with me in verses 35 and 36. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. God has made us safe in his love. We like safety. We like safety. There is safety maybe when we're home. Maybe on a miserable weathered night when the roads may be dangerous. After all, we live in Michigan, and every night could be dangerous here in Michigan. But the reality is we feel safe when everybody's home. Or maybe for some of us here who may be a bit introverted, we find safety when we're around people that we know and people that we trust. We like safety. There's safety with God. There's safety in his love. There is no limit to God's generosity to those he loves. No one can condemn them. There is safety. There is that sense of as we are within God's love that we are safe. Paul here is emphasizing, it's very important for us to recognize that Paul is emphasizing God's love for us, not our love for God. That's what Paul's talking about in this passage. It's about God's love for us. That God has set his love upon his own people, that he has provided a great salvation for them. If our salvation was dependent on how much or how often we love Christ, then we could never sing, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine." It's God's love for us that gives us assurance. It is God's promise of redemption to the very end that gives us safety, because God loves us. Now, Paul here in verse 35 will list some challenges. He lists seven of them. He lists trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, or sword. Paul's experienced six of the seven, by the way. Six out of the seven he has experienced. We find examples of that in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 29. Paul here, though, tells the Romans, look, that there is no earthly circumstance which could unsettle our sense of God's love can actually divide us. These things could. If we don't trust in God, if we do not know God's love for us, these could destroy our feelings of safety in God's love. Paul never says to us that we will not experience these things. But what he's saying is that if we were to experience these things, to remember God's love for us. He talks about tribulation, about outward circumstances pressing down on us. He talks about distress or inward circumstances that confine us, persecution, relentless pursuit from others, famine, being hungry, which was very common in those days, nakedness and the need of clothes, danger, being threatened, or even sword, the ultimate experience of suffering, death for the sake of God. Paul says, even in the midst of all these, there is safety in God's love. Paul will go on in verse 36, and he will quote from Psalm 44, verse 22. It's interesting here that Paul quotes this verse. It's a verse which reminds us that God's people who love God, are still no strangers to suffering. God's love upon us does not necessarily mean that we are going to avoid any of these. That we're still no strangers to suffering. The unbelieving world looks at us and they view us as sheep for the slaughter. They may tell us how stubborn we are, how foolish we are, how dumb we are. But there's still safety. There's still safety in God's love. You know that contentment you have when everybody's home. That certain contentment when a trying time you have gone through it. Even more so, we have those same thoughts and same feelings when we think about God's love. That we can endure all these things because God loves us. Because God cares for us. Because God knows what is best for each and every one of us. And so let us look in faith to God. Let us know that he is the one who has promised that all things work for the good of those who love him and who've been called according to his purpose. Let us trust in his promises. Trust in his promises not only in this that we find here throughout Romans 8, but trust in his promises throughout God's word. To know that God loves his people. And he will keep them safe. Because you see, there's safety in God's love, and he's shown us that because you see, we need that safety. Otherwise, we would be condemned. Otherwise, we would be destined for God's wrath. We would be destined for hell. But God has placed us upon a rock. That rock which is Christ. It's Christ Jesus who gave himself up for you and for me, who rose from the dead for you and for me to give us safety, to save us. That's what safety is all about, isn't it? It's about salvation. It's about saving us. That's God's love. It's a cross where God's justice for our sins and God's love for his people, that's where God's love and justice collides, is at the cross. And for believers, that is where we find God's love. That's where we find our safety in Christ Jesus. That leads us to our second point this evening. And that is that God has made us super in his love. Verse 37. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Now, kids, I love superheroes. And there are a lot of other people here who love superheroes too. This is a true story. I was at the youth, at the teen event for our missions conference, and one of the teens, again, will remain anonymous for identity purposes, but she asked me, she came up to me and she says, Mr. Post, she's first question out of her mouth, who's your favorite superhero? I told her it was Batman, of course. But I love superheroes. And some of us adults here love superheroes too. But did you notice what Paul says here in this text? We are more than conquerors. We are super conquerors. We are hyper conquerors. It's in these words, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that Paul will give us some of the most comforting, some of the most reassuring, some more strengthening words in all of Scripture. You see, because there are times when our walk with him is more like a limp. There's times when the world seems to go crazy. There's times where we can't seem to get our spiritual act together. There are times where our hearts become broken each and every day by something or someone. And yet here Paul says to us, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Paul's saying, look, you don't barely get by. We don't barely get by in during bad things, during adversities, during trials, during tribulations. There is no difficult circumstance that can separate a Christian from Christ's love for him or for her. Life can make us cynical. It can make us angry. It can make us bitter. And it can tear us apart. But for those who trust in Christ, God has made us more than conquerors. Not in spite of these circumstances, but in them. You see, every trial that we face, every difficulty we must encounter, it's an opportunity for us to display by God's grace that we indeed are super conquerors. Because God's power is perfected in our weakness. You see, kids, I love superheroes, and I know Batman is weak without his utility belt. And Superman doesn't do well with kryptonite. And we are weak without God's power, and we are lost without God's love. And he enables us to endure it all and brings us through refinement more and more, and he refines us into his image. And all these things, In all these things, when we face trouble, when we face hardship, when we face persecution, when we face famine, when we face nakedness, when we face danger, even when we face sword, know in all these things, we are more than conquerors. God is for us. And God loves us. And therefore, no one can be against us. We're super. We're super as we, and we are more than conquerors. When we fight the good fight of faith, when we put on the armor of God, when we battle against both, when we battle not only against the natural, but the supernatural. And in the end, there will be victory. Because we're more than conquerors. The victory is ours through Christ. It does not matter where I am. It does not matter where, whatever service I am in. Whenever I hear the words, whenever we sing the song Victory in Jesus, I cannot help but think of the Holland Rescue Mission. If you've ever been there, you know exactly what I'm referring to. Those men love singing that song. And they sing it in ways that only they could sing it. But they know that they're more than conquerors. They know that there is victory. So be assured that there is no separation from God's love. We're not super because of who we are. We're not super because of the office we hold. We're not super because we're the greatest dad and spiritual leader ever. We're not super because, well, we are a mom of faith. We are not super because we go to a Christian school or we go to a Christian college or because we're here in evening worship service. We are super only because of God's love for us. God has set his love on us. That's what makes us super. God has made us safe in his love. God has made us super in his love. And third and finally, God has made us secure in his love. Look at me, verses 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, or nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. There's security. Paul has declared here that nothing seen, and as he lists in verse 35, or unseen, as he lists in verse 39, there is nothing in time, there is nothing in space, there is no distance, and there is no power that can separate us from God's love. Brothers and sisters in Christ, that is security. That is the ultimate security. And notice here, Paul is saying that he is convinced. Paul will never say, well, I think that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities. He is sure. He is confident. He is confident that none of those earthly things can separate us from God's love, that there's nothing in the invisible reality that can separate us from God's love. There's security. Now, we put security systems in our houses. We put security systems in our cars. We put security systems in our computers. We want to feel secure. But the ultimate security system is God himself. The ultimate security system is the love that he has shown to us that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. For Christ has conquered sin and death and hell for you and for me. And so we can be secure against these things. And as we look at this list, I am sure that there are times in which that security has waned a little. when we see the death of a loved one, when our life seems to be falling apart, when the present doesn't seem to make sense and the future scares us, when we're not sure of what's going on spiritually. All these things can give us a false sense of security or break that security all apart. And that's when we renew ourselves, and that's when we once again commit ourselves to trust in God, to know His love. Paul here in these verses comes up with nearly every possible thing that might tear a believer away from the loving embrace of God. And Paul says, look, we may fear losing our life, but death brings us to Him. We may fear life itself, but Christ is with us through the power of the Holy Spirit. He says the angels are servants of God, that the principalities and powers are under God's sovereign rule, that the present are according to God's loving will, the future that Jesus has promised that He will be with us and God that always in this life and the life to come, in neither height nor depth nor any other created thing. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. There's security. And we can be confident in that. And that confidence will be challenged. I can assure you that if you have not had your confidence challenged before, it will be challenged. And that's when we continue to look to God's word, and that's when we continue to focus upon God's love for us. Because you see, if if this passage is just focusing on our love for God, our love for God isn't super. Our love for God, there isn't safety. Our love for God, there is not security. And that's why we trust in Him and His love for us. Because He loves us with an everlasting love. Because He is, as we read in our call to worship, He is our refuge, He is our strength, He is our stronghold, He is our fortress. Because God demonstrated His own love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God, through His love, has made us safe. God has made us super. God has made us secure. And so tonight I want to conclude our message this evening by asking you some questions to ponder. Some questions that I would like you to, before you lay your head on the pillow tonight, to really take to heart and ask yourselves these questions. How persuaded are you about God's love for you? How persuaded are you for God's love for His church, for His people? And how does God's love affect you in your daily walk? I love what James Montgomery Boyce says about this passage. James Montgomery Boyce writes these words, quote, "The love of God in Christ is the strongest, most steady, firm, unbending, solid, substantial, constant, uniform, dependable thing of all." The love of God in Christ is the strongest, most steady, firm, unbending, solid, substantial, constant, uniform, dependable thing of all. Is that what you depend upon? Do you find safety in God's love for you? Do you find security in God's love for you? Do you recognize the fact that it's only in God's love for you is what makes you super, what makes you more than conquerors? Take comfort. Be confident in these words. That neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. How do you know that Jesus loves you? Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Amen. Let's pray. Our Lord God, by your grace, by your Spirit, through your word, Lord, teach us that Jesus lives eternally and that Jesus loves everlasting. Lord, it is easy for us to set our eyes off of you and to set our eyes upon the circumstances that we're living in, the conditions that we're facing, the trials and tribulations we're trying to endure. But Lord, turn our eyes heavenward. Lord, turn our eyes to see your love for us in Christ. And may we find safety. May we find security. May we recognize the truth that we are not just simply conquerors, but we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Tonight, Lord, may we know the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Write these words upon our hearts. May they be our meditation. For we ask this in Jesus' name, and let all of God's people say, amen.
This message was brought to you by Cedar Church, one of the newest churches in a historic denomination, the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. We meet weekly for worship in the Hudsonville Christian Elementary School. Our services are held at 9:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. For additional information, or if we can be of assistance to you, feel free to contact me, Pastor Steve, at 616-669-9151 or on the church website at www.cedarchurch.net.